Accession number 27060, Reel 12.
And given your experience during World War II, given what you know and given what you've experienced since, would you join up again?
Yes, because I would join up again because I'm a loyalist and I also love Australia more than life. And I think that's... Breathe there a man that sails so dead, if to himself has never said, this is my own, like... native land, that's one of the greatest statements that was ever made. And I concur with that. You know, I really do. I think that when a country is assaulted, it's the whole of your population comes under duress. And that's what we've been lucky enough to fight our wars on other people's shores. And I personally hope that it never happens, that we've got to fight on this country, on our land, in our towns and cities, because it becomes an entirely different thing then.
I want you, if you can, to read us the poem that you've written, or a couple of poems associated with your time of service during World War II.
Well, there's a couple. There's the thunder.
Grab them quickly.
The thunder of the guns and.
Yep.
Some years ago, the treasurer of the 2nd, 3rd Field Regiment decided that he would attempt to write a history of the 2nd, 3rd Field Regiment. And when the book was about three quarters completed, he sent a letter out to everybody asking for ideas for the name of the book. So some years before, I'd written, or three quarters written, this poem that I call The Thunder of the Gun. So I sent the poem to Les Bishop, and he wrote back and said that he thought it was really good and that they would call the book The Thunder of the Guns. And if anybody's interested, I'll just...
Yeah, read the poem.
Like a storm that's in the making when the rumbling thunder runs and the hills and valleys tremble, that's the thunder of the guns. When the aiming posts are planted and the firing order comes, then the layers work their magic with their sight and bubble runs. Then the check is on the charges and the range that's on the drum, then the muzzle flushes lightning, that's the thunder of the guns. It's in the fury of the battle when the understanding comes that the gunner is forever a partner with the guns. The gunner's pride is legend, and the battles he has won bring regimental honour through the thunder of his guns. With the smoking breeches empty and the dust and cordite gone, there's a rumble in the distance, that's the thunder of the guns. The gods of war have finished and the sands of time have run, but always there's the memory of the thunder of the guns. And as today becomes the future, our sons will tell their sons that the men whose blood they carry knew the thunder of the guns. In the valley of the shadows, when his comrades are as one, their hearts will so surely gladden, for they're the only ones that understand the music in the thunder of the guns.
Very good. Did you have another?
There is a sequel to that. One of the gun sergeants from the 2nd, 3rd Field Regiment had... written a bit of prose, and he was interested in the silence of the guns, and he wrote to me, and after reading through his prose, I wrote the sequel to the... and it goes like, take post, the gunner listens as the call to action comes, but time and age and history have put silence to his guns. His thoughts will sometimes wander to the time so long ago, to the fury of the battle that only gunners know. And he'll think about his comrades and the crew that once they were, and he'll feel that special friendship that only gunners share. Take post, The call to action will always be his theme as he fights ongoing battles to achieve his lifelong dreams. But sometimes in that battle to reach that distant goal, the things that really matter he'll have to put on hold. And he'll think about his children and wish that he had spared more time to watch them growing and to tell them that he cared. But his eyes will often glisten, for time has left its mark as he watched his grandkids playing on the gun that's in the park. And he'll tell them of its workings and the journeys that they made, but not about the horror or the part that he had played. And he'll sometimes sit and ponder on that transcendental arc while the gun stands mute and silent on its platform in the park.
Very good.
Yeah, I thought that when you finished it, I might put this bit in here.
Yep, go for it.
Yeah, when you finish your interview, you know, it's Bill Stacey, NX 12891, 2nd, 3rd Field Regiment. I have travelled life's long journey, and I have come to know that the most enduring senses are in memory's afterglow. To feel the warmth of sunshine on a frosty mountain morn, to watch in childish wonder as a brand new foal is born, to see the eastern sunrise above the mountains blue, and watch the crystal dewdrops flash in rainbow hue, to climb a rocky hilltop where only lizards go, and listen to the murmur of the pristine stream below, to hear the jackass laughing from his perch up in his tree, heralding the morning, and to tell the world he's free. To watch the brilliant starlight in the heavens up above, to feel the warmth and goodness of the woman that you love. To watch the campfire glowing, to hear the cattle low, to hear the sheepdogs barking, the things I used to know. Once more to go out hunting, the wild boar and the roo, to explore in unknown places, the things I used to do. And as I finish life's long journey, I will always know that the most enduring senses are in memory's afterglow. That's
it. If a young bloke that you don't know, you've never met, and wouldn't know you, comes across your tapes in an archive somewhere and listens to them, what would you hope that they get out of what you've told in these six tapes?
Well, I hope they get a sense of responsibility, a deep sense of mateship, friendship, and an ambition to be the best person that you can possibly be within your limitations. That's about it.
Bill, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah.
Would you like to finish the interview there?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been great. Thank you very much.